Blog Talk Radio.
Hakeem, Jay Jers, Dream Team, Big Chips. Lyrically gifted, I keep your mind twisted. Spoken word poetry, I keep your heart lifted. Universal bound, I travel across the stars. Landed on Earth, I travel that far. Back in existence, since my time of birth. My soul is timeless, I know my true worth. Open up a book, I really endured. Take it off the shelf, study some more. Sermonize the facts, kick it on the track. Vibrate wisdom, count to a stack. Lesson now learned, you got money to burn. Take it to the bank, it's the wealth you earn. Feed it to the poor and live in your soul. Strive in life if you want much more. Put down the jam, pick up the pen. Free from the pen, 5 plus 10.
United we stand, divided we fall. If we can come together, we can go to Mars. From the lands of the king, we can conquer all. But without education, we ain't going that far. United we stand, divided we fall. If we can come together, we can go to Mars. From the lands of the king, we can conquer all. But without education, we ain't going that far.
My third eye's awoken, I see the skies open. Knowledge of self, encourage words of focus. Youngin' in the game, but the world's so explosive. And I don't watch TV, the mess is so corrupt. Roasting, access to the brain feels like I'm getting dumber. I see the Chinese go to school through the summer. All we think about is money, more flossing in the Hummer. And riding around with cash, trying to be the top gunner. Growing up broke, no daddy in sight. And mom complaining how the man ain't treating her right. Education be a ticket to take flight. Brother Malcolm told us before, all we gotta do is fight. We wanna take back what we have from the start. Gonna take dedication in the warrior's heart. Obama set the mark, and now we got a new standard. I'm hoping that this should've just spread like cancer.
United we stand, divided we fall. If we can come together, we can go to Mars. From the lands of the king, we can conquer all. But without education, we-
welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Youth Action Radio Network. I am your current host, Hakeem Crampton. We are live at T.A. Wilson Academy High School in Jackson, Michigan, where we engage youth through Youth Action Michigan, a program of the Student Advocacy Center of Michigan based in Washtenaw County, where we are dedicated to keeping kids in school, ending the school-to-prison pipeline, challenging school push-out. Our goal is to essentially provide children and students with an opportunity to address their concerns and issues in the school environment that perhaps may hinder their ability to successfully complete their education. We are working across multiple cities here in the state of Michigan, with youth in different schools in Ypsilanti, Jackson, as well as Detroit. We are affiliated with multiple chapters throughout the country through Dignity in Schools campaign, maybe several dozen campaigns all across the country. We are all aggressively working to help students succeed in their classroom environment, in their school environment, by empowering them with a voice to address their issues. We are not a combative organization with school districts. And we work in tandem with school districts, so we work quite well with them. We share the same vision and goal of keeping kids in school and providing a platform for students to work with the education systems through their administration, through the school board, through their teachers, through their parents, and through the community. That is the goal and gist of Youth Action Radio. And so we broadcast every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. It is our hope that you are listening in live on your way to work. We hope that you are being safe out there in this weather if you are in Michigan. Those callers that are listening in all across the country, welcome. Thank you for joining us. This is Youth Action Radio Network, the voice of today's students, where we empower youth with a voice to address their concerns. Today's topic is Pass the Mic, giving students a voice of their own. It is very important that we realize that our students today, in today's environment and today's aggressive culture, that we really, really work very hard within our schools to help our students. It's no longer a matter of waking up, cooking breakfast for your children, sending them off to school, and you go off about your day. That era is pretty much over. Parents have to become aggressively involved in their schools, in their children's school life. They have to be aggressively aware of what's taking place within their school. Unfortunately, our parents today are not as involved with their students' life like they were in perhaps the 60s and 70s and prior before. But we have to find a way, and I'm encouraging you parents to get involved, even if it's just a matter of making phone calls to your school's principal just to inquire about your student, about your child. If it's just to call the school's social worker, a teacher, just to let them know that you are a concerned parent, that you are interested in your child's success, because that changes a lot in the relationship between a teacher and a student, as well as between a school administration and the student. It changes a lot. When there's someone who is there supporting and being concerned about the issues that are confronting children in schools and confronting their children, there's a different response from teachers. There's a different response from school administration, and that's widely known. I mean, it shouldn't necessarily be that way, but it's well known that education is based on relationships. And it's not just the relationship between the student and the educator, but there's a multiplicity of relationships that are involved that the education system and this child all must collude together to form and create a healthy relationship that benefits this child. Oftentimes, it's not only the parents that are involved in this child's life. Sometimes there is social services involved. Sometimes there's mental health issues involved, psychiatrists. There's other family who play a role, a vital role in that child's life. The child is also involved in activities that puts that child in contact with other people, with other adults. Well, all of those adults that play a key role in that child's life likewise play a role in that child's education. And unfortunately, we seem to have broken that relationship and that understanding. It seems to have dissipated and weakened. There's a lot of reasons why. We don't necessarily know all of the factors involved with why and how our children ultimately began to be dispersed from the school system, began to be disconnected from the school system. I know myself growing up in the late 70s, early 80s, going to elementary and middle school, ultimately in high school in the late 80s, our issues, particularly students of color, our issues were gravely impacted by the new emerging culture that had, what we can classify as street culture, that had collided with hip-hop culture. Hip-hop began as a positive upshift, a positive cultural movement in New York, in several different locations in New York, actually, historically, not just the Bronx. But as hip-hop evolved and emerged on a global scene here in America particularly, and as this influence began to dominate and predominate in children's life, the street culture, drugs and gangs and guns and violence, et cetera, that started to be infiltrated through the media, through hip-hop, for example, such that hip-hop executives and producers were more interested in marketing and promoting the negative street vibes, the negative street culture that began to appear in urban life that was depicted then through hip-hop. So my generation was grossly affected by the dissipation, so to speak, of hip-hop in the mid-80s. We no longer wanted to spray paint graffiti and break dance and rap and beatbox. It just wasn't as powerful as a incentive than getting money, so to speak. So we were distracted by a different element And that element evolved to a whole nother level today. And so our children today are growing up the recipients, so to speak, of the consequences of the 80s crack era. And of parents such as myself, parents of my age and my generation, who are the parents of a lot of children that are in high school, middle school, and elementary school today. And unfortunately, a lot of the parents from the 80s, some of them became addicted to crack cocaine. Some of them became distributors of crack cocaine. Many of them became users of crack cocaine. And what happened as a result of the crack epidemic was the destabilization of family life. So that when our children wake up in the morning to be prepared to go to school, they're not necessarily fully prepared. Their home environment is not a whole environment. It's not a wholesome environment, so to speak. We have children waking up to the smell of marijuana in their homes. Children waking up, open up the refrigerator to get milk for their cereal, and there's alcohol and liquor in there. Parents are up at night arguing, fighting. There's a lot of different things, and this I'm not throwing a blanket castigation against all social structures within our community, but this is a predominant element in our children's life, unfortunately, and our children don't have the necessary social skills because they're not getting the proper social upbringing at home. So they don't have the necessary social skills. So they're not able to come to school and deal with the social environment in a positive, constructive way. Instead, our children come to school and are combative with each other, combative with teachers, combative with educators, with the system. And unfortunately, our school system just don't know how to respond to that scenario. They're not equipped for that. They haven't been necessarily trained for that. That's not what their education entails. Going to school, college to get a degree in education, it doesn't require them to be social workers. It doesn't require them to be psychiatrists. Unfortunately, we're going to have to really shift the way in which we are now educating educators today. There needs to be a whole entire new paradigm shift in our approach to teaching, and it's going to start at the college level, at the higher level of education, in which our teachers are being trained and certified to educate in our classrooms. We're going to have to really change the paradigm of education today. I want you to really, really think about that when I say change the paradigm. The paradigm simply means the mechanics, the methodology, the pedagogy, so to speak, that sets the standard and builds the foundation for academic sciences. And we're going to really have to change the way we educate our children today. So you guys have been listening to Youth Action Radio Network, the voice of today's youth, which we empower kids with a voice to speak and represent themselves in a school environment. I am your host, Hakeem Crampton. And you are listening live to YARN, Youth Action Radio Network. We are broadcasting live from T.A. Wilson Academy. Students are just being let into the school building. Hopefully our student hosts will be here to join us. The weather has slowed a lot of people down today, and so my student hosts have not gotten here. But as regularly scheduled at 7 a.m., we are live on the air. We are discussing issues that impact children today in America. And we're starting right here within our own communities and our own schools. We're starting with asking questions. How can we, as students, help change the condition that we find ourselves in when we walk in our schools? That's the question. That's the very first question that students are posing. And they're posing this to us adults. They're posing this to us educators. They're posing this to the systems that are set up to and designed to allow children to succeed educationally so they can succeed socially when they finish their education. So they're asking these questions. What can they do? Because they are children. They are the questioners. They are designed to be taught. They shouldn't be having to really ask this question today. They should be able to walk right in school and get their education and walk right out the end of the day. But unfortunately, our children are bringing in baggage, and that baggage is colliding with baggage within the school system that has been within the school system for decades and decades, student discipline, codes of conduct, rampant suspensions and expulsions. There's a lot of things that are impacting our children today that our students, our children, need to become free from. And in order to do that, unfortunately, we have to empower our students to sit at the table, to be educated about the issues that are impacting them so that they can ask this question about what can they do. But then there's a follow-up question to that. Not only are they asking the question, what can they do with students? What do they need to do? But they're also asking the question, what are you as the school system, as parents, as the community, what are you going to do to help us solve some of these critical issues? Okay? Those two questions together form the basis for Youth Action Radio Network. Students are asking, what can we do? And then they're asking, now, what are you going to do? How are you going to help us? When are you going to help us? And these questions are posed not to say that educators in the school system is not helping, because they are. We have some of the greatest of teachers and educators right here within our own school system. We are very fortunate, actually, to have some of the principals, some of the educators that we have, particularly right here at T.A. Wilson Academy, Mr. Devin Moore, phenomenal educator, phenomenal principal, in spite of how children may feel or how students may feel. But Devin Moore is dedicated. He's committed to finding ways to solve some of these problems. If he wasn't committed, if he wasn't dedicated and serious, trust and believe, we would not be broadcasting live from T.A. Wilson Academy right now as I speak. He understands that it's important to give children, give students a platform so that that platform could then work in tandem with the educators. Mr. Moore has invited our students from our group to participate in staff meetings, to be able to present to their staff. That is a powerful, powerful tool. I don't know if I've worked in many, many school districts, many schools. I probably have entered and spoken in and presented at several hundred schools, at least 100 schools, not only in Michigan, but across the country. And I do not know of any school educator, principal, that is opening up his staff doors and saying, yes, the students in this school have a place at this table. And we're not talking about student council. We're not talking about those students that are part of student government that are working on the student governmental issues and civic issues pertaining to their school, graduation, things of that nature. No, we're talking about an independent program comes into the school from an independent nonprofit agency dedicated to ending school pushout. This what this organization is that is in this school with the support of Devin Moore. And that's because Devin Moore understands that our organization, Youth Action Michigan, through the Student Advocacy Center, is not challenging the school system. We're not pointing fingers at our educators. We're actually saying that across the country, there is a serious issue that is impacting children. And it's not just happening in Jackson, Michigan, but it's happening all across the country. And we are dedicated to solving this issue at a systemic level. We're trying to impact the whole entire system. So that doesn't mean that we're here to try to change T.A. Wilson Academy, so to speak. We're actually here to create the opportunity for students to be a powerful contributing factor to the improvement of their school. What principal wouldn't want that? This principal here at T.A. Wilson definitely does. And he's giving students here a platform and a voice. And he's saying, come on, we know we got issues, and we know we can't solve them on our own. We need parent help. We need outside organizational help. We need student help. All of us together, we can solve some of these issues. We can reduce the amount of suspensions and expulsions impacting our children. We can keep kids in school. It can be done. But we have to work together. We have to put aside our egos, our pride, and our anger. I mean, a lot of us are angry with the school system. A lot of parents are angry with the school system. A lot of teachers are angry with the school systems. And what are we talking about? The school system. We're not talking about our individual schools, so to speak. We're talking about oftentimes policy that is above our current school that we work in, that we go to school to, et cetera. There is policies that are enacted by state law in all actuality that we have to challenge at the legislative level in order to reduce some of the severe impact of suspensions and expulsions in student behavior in our schools. Just last summer, here at T.A. Wilson Academy, we had a shooting on a school bus. Student walked on the school bus and shot another student in broad daylight in front of everybody. This is a serious issue. And the problem with this is that we have to understand from the educational point of view, you have to understand that this is a matter that transpires in our home, in our community, that then filters into our schools. And why do I say that? Because it's the systemic behaviors, it's the mental conditioning of our children that induce them to behave in ways in which they would walk on a school bus and shoot another child. That is a serious matter for school, for security, for safety. And so that means that our schools have to understand that in order to address some of these serious problems, we're going to have to become a different type of teacher, a different type of educator. We're going to have to learn new ways to relate to a new cultural paradigm within our children's lives that has removed them from their homes and most times locked them up in juvenile facilities, leading ultimately to prisons. This is a serious issue when 75% of students, or of, let me take that back, 75% of inmates in prisons across the country are high school dropouts, right? 75% of those high school dropouts, of those 75% of high school dropouts, what do you think their reading and writing scores are? Well, I can tell you, because I was incarcerated for a number of years and I was a tutor at two different facilities in which I worked directly with students. These students that are coming in prison without an education as high school dropouts are testing at third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade reading levels, math even lower than that. And so as our children leave school without completing their education and they enter adulthood, they are so drastically ill-prepared. They are, unfortunately, not capable of fitting in with society's social structure. And that social structure was designed in the educational system to give them that social structure in combination with the family structure that they get at home. You combine those two together, and you are able to produce a great contributing human being to our society, to our civilization. If one or the other breaks down, we have a serious problem. We have the type of serious problems that we see today with children not completing their education, being violent in school, suspended, exposed, and ultimately incarcerated. So we want to pass the mic. We want to pass the mic to the children and say, look, today's the day in which we give you a voice, right? But this voice doesn't come lightly. You have to be prepared to use that voice to change the condition of your fellow colleagues. So the very first thing we do with Youth Action Michigan, Youth Action Radio Network, with this program, the first thing we do is we ask students to be responsible for themselves, to take action regarding their own behavior, to take action regarding their own discipline. So we're asking students, what could you have done differently to change the outcome of some of the past behavioral consequences that you found yourself in? How do you and what do you do differently in contrast to being suspended? How do you respond to a teacher that is apparently upset with you and wants to send you out of the classroom? How do you respond to that? That's what we're trying to train students to be prepared for, to be logical, to be balanced in mind and heart, humble and patient. See, our children are coming to school a lot of times full of energy, or oftentimes no energy at all. And when they enter the classroom, the social structure of the classroom, for some reason, it's been broken down. It's not a healthy, wholesome climate anymore. And we have to fix that. And we have to fix that. And that's not to say, of course, that there's not a lot of great educators that have great classrooms, because I've been in a number of great classrooms I mean, honestly, there's only been maybe one or two classrooms I've been in with teachers that I didn't think that the teacher's way in which they, he or she, was relating to the students was conducive. But overall, I've been in great classrooms at Jackson High with Libby Brown, great classrooms at McCulloch with Judy Baker and Sandra Langley, great classrooms at Parkside with John Brandon, one of my greatest teachers from the past, I can't even call her name right now, Samela Kendrick, retired educator, great educator, impacted the lives of thousands of people in Jackson, and she was the first person to open her door to me to speak in her classroom. So we do have teachers and educators working on these issues, working vigorously to sustain a great, wholesome classroom environment. And it is our goal to give children the opportunity to experience that on all levels. So you have been joining us live. We thank you. We appreciate you for listening in. We have been talking about giving students a voice and some of the issues that we need to address in order to give them a voice and to pass them the mic. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your concerns. We don't have any callers in queue asking to speak. So for those callers that are online listening, we thank you for joining us. Please join us next Tuesday at 7 o'clock a.m. We will be broadcasting live once again. Thank you again for joining us. We hope to see you here next week.
Hakeem, Jay Jers, Dream Team, Big Chips.
Lyrically gifted, I keep your mind twisted. Spoken words, poetry, I keep your heart lifted. Universal bound, I travel across the stars. Landed on Earth, I travel that far. Back in existing, since my time of birth. My soul is timeless, I know my true worth. Open up a book, I really endured. Take it off the shelf, study some more. Sermonize the facts, kick it on the track. Vibrate wisdom, count it to a stack. Lesson now learned, you got money to burn. Take it to the bank, it's the wealth you earn. Feed it to the poor and live in your soul. Strive in life if you want much more. Put down the gin, pick up the pen. Read from the pen, 5 plus 10.
United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars. From the plans of the king, we could conquer all. But without education, we ain't going that far. United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars. From the plans of the king, we could conquer all. But without education, we ain't going that far.
My third eye's awoken, I see the skies open. Knowledge of self, encourage words of focus. Youngin' in the game, but the world's so explosive. And now I watch TV, the message so corrosive. Exit to the brain feels like I'm getting dumber. I see the Chinese go to school through the summer. All we think about is money, war flossing in the Hummer. And riding around with cash, trying to be the top gunner. Growing up broke, no daddy in sight. And mom complaining how the man ain't treating her right. Education be a ticket to take flight. Brother Malcolm told us before, all we gotta do is fight. If you wanna take back what we had from the start, you wanna take dedication in the warrior's heart. Obama set the mark, and now we got a new standard. I'm hoping that this should have just spread like cancer.
United we stand, divided we fall. If we could come together, we could go to Mars. From the plans of the king, we could conquer all. But without education,